welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're jumping on with us for the second hour of the program. A lot happening here, a lot more stories we'll be diving into. We'll also be taking your calls in a little bit. If you want to dive into the calls and maybe talk about the stories we've discussed thus far, 877-789-2539. We'll start diving into calls in about 30 minutes. So if you want to get on the lines, 877-789-2539 is the number to call into, of course. The stories that come out, sometimes I have to like double check things before I run them because it feels like it's a parody sometimes, or it just feels like it feels like it's a fake news story. It feels like someone's pushing something just for clickbait, rage bait. And then I look into it. I'm like, this is pretty bad because it's real. It's real. Take a look at this story. There's a registered sex offender in California. Of course, this happened in California, who's looking to run to be on the Fresno City Council. Yeah. Rene Campos has announced his candidacy for District 7. He's looking to take on that seat. Now, when you look into his background, of course, and that's a little pedophilia in California. In 2018, Campos faced charges for possession child sex abuse material. Now, he pled no contest to that. It's apparently a misdemeanor because they don't take sex crime seriously in California. He looks creepy, probably a member of the rainbow community, if I had to assume. But of course, they're going to dress him up and pretend like he's a legitimate candidate. He thinks that sex crimes are forgivable and something that you could recover from. Now, I'd probably say if you're getting off on child pornography, you're probably someone we should just throw into the ocean and let the sharks have at you. But, you know, live in strange times where people don't actually think that's what should take place. No, he wants to actually be on the city council. I'm sure then he'll get access to voting in key positions on a lot of very controversial things. See, this is the problem, folks. They are trying their very best, and it's happening largely in California, to normalize pedophilia. Oh, forgive him. Come on. He was just trying to, you know, enjoy some child sex abuse material, whatever that means. These people are garbage human beings, man. Real garbage human beings. And we have people who are in powerful positions who claim to really be trying to push back and fight for sexual assault survivors and children who have been sexually abused. And yet for some reason, we don't have a serious members of, I mean, there's a couple of them who are less than a dozen who are trying to push and make sure that on a federal level that we can actually put these people to death. And they'll present pieces of legislation to do that, but sadly, nobody wants to push it through. These people are animals. They're animals. I actually probably shouldn't call them animals because I actually like animals. These people are demons. You see, if we were a real society that truly cared about justice for children and sexual assault survivors, we'd fly them out on a helicopter and just drop them into the middle of the Pacific. Good luck out there. And that's it. No cost to taxpayers besides maybe fuel for the helicopter. But they would be doing a great service to society. And here's the thing too, by the way, I actually don't even want it for all of them because I actually know of people who have told me before that our own federal government plans child pornography on people's devices when they want to go after them. So it'd have to be the worst of the worst, right? It'd have to be those who are actually raping children. We've got the DNA proof to prove just that. Maybe they're raping children and have filmed it. Those are the people that go straight to the Pacific. I don't understand why this is so controversial. It's the most horrific crime to commit when you go after a child and you victimize a child. And yet here we have people who claim to be against it, but yet they won't do what's necessary. So if you live in Fresno, California, good luck. You got a pedo running for office. All right, folks, more to discuss in just a bit. Again, if you want to call into the show, 877-789-2539. Is the number to call. That is 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in about 25 minutes. And I've got a ton of stories to catch you up on in just a moment.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Brianna Morello has the dots they don't want connected. The truth they can't censor. The American Journal continues live on X and band.video worldwide.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Yeah, they don't want you connecting these dots. They definitely don't want you connecting these dots. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Larry Summers is officially resigning from Harvard amid the Epstein fallout. Well, would you look at that? Would you look at that? As many of you guys know, the former Treasury Secretary and Harvard President is leaving his teachings because, well, and it's got the end of the academic year, of course, because, I mean, they're not going to specifically say Epstein, but, you know, in his quote, he says, "I will always be grateful to thousands of students and colleagues I've had the privilege to teach and work with since coming to Harvard." Goodbye, Summers. You see, this is the thing. This is what they're doing. They're all slowly dropping like flies, but not in the sense that we want, right? We want arrests. We want these people to be held accountable. We want these people to be put in cages for what they did to children, allegedly. We don't know if Larry Summers did, by the way. I shouldn't automatically assume guilt. I could just say, I don't like the guy. He's a pretty scummy guy. But again, their names were all popping up in the Epstein files. But look the other way. Look the other way. That's what they want you to do right now. So that's happening. That's happening. All right, let's get a little bit of positive news in. I'm going to play clip 7 for you because this was actually kind of shocking and it might catch you off guard. You might actually fall off your seat when you hear this clip. This clip comes to us courtesy of the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who actually, get this, thanked President Trump for helping her out and her state out in their economic investments. Take a listen.
Michigan is open for business. New factories making batteries, cars, chips are opening in Marshall, Lake Orion, Holland, Bay City, Calumet, Hemlock, Ann Arbor, and Delta Township. A new fighter mission is coming to Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County. Probably not on the bingo card, but I want to thank President Trump for his work on this.
Wasn't on my bingo card, but, you know, we'll take a win. And I have to say, that's awesome that she actually gave the president credit because so many Democrats are too afraid to do just that. But there's no other excuse. Like, what is he going to say? You're going to pretend like you did this yourself? No, of course, it was the president who brought those jobs back in. So another victory for the MAGA movement. Again, it's kind of like on the rocks these days, but I still want to be excited about something. So we'll say it's part of the MAGA movement. A good win. A good win. Folks, we'll be taking your calls in just about 20 minutes. 877-789-2539. That is the number to call and join the show. Again, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. Now let's get to this one. You know, Gavin Newsom, this is what the left does, right? Whenever they get caught up in a scandal, they just blame everyone else except themselves. There's no blame for their own. But, yeah, they shift blame to everyone else. I want to get to this clip because Gavin Newsom, who made a lot of, he made a really ridiculous comment. I mean, the guy's a racist. Democrats are racist. They view Black Americans as just less than them, uneducated. You see, when Black Americans are given tools, they are able to utilize those tools and they're not uneducated. But when you live in a shell and you are someone who is always trying to go with labels, pretend like you're not a racist when you really are. because we all know Democratic policies actually do more to bring Black Americans down rather than elevate them. You don't realize that you're saying something that's racist. So Gavin Newsom went out there and was pretty much telling everyone that he's a moron, that he in fact got low SAT scores, and tried to use that as a way to rationalize and be relatable to Black Americans. And everyone clapped who was in the room, but I don't know why they did. Not a good look. They didn't pan to the audience. So I don't know if it was just a bunch of white liberals when he made those comments. But now Gavin Newsom is trying to blame those comments that he directly made himself. Like, no one provoked him to make those comments. But of course, now it's MAGA. And it's the weaponization of MAGA going after him. Take a listen to clip 8 and how he's trying to do a PR spin on his racist comments.
MAGA is currently having an absolute meltdown on social media over comments you made on your book tour in Atlanta. And you said, just to remind people, while talking about your experience, you said, I'm like you. I'm a 960 SAT guy. Right-wingers and on Twitter and Fox News hosts and some even Republican elected officials have said that's racist. I mean, what goes through your head when you saw that commentary sort of building and bubbling?
Well, they didn't say it when I talked to Charlie Kirk and said the exact same thing, or the dozens and dozens of other occasions where I said exactly the same thing. It was a hell of a statement, particularly from people that have been countenancing racism in their party for decades. The same pundits, Sean Hannity, let's call them out by name, that didn't say one word, still haven't said a word, about the racist videos that were put out about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Nothing, not one word of condemnation of the President of the United States that put out those racist videos, or shit all countries, or the birther issues. Not a word said we're offended by someone who writes a book about learning disabilities and struggles academically and then expresses them in a mixed audience and somehow accuses that person of patronizing or somehow demeaning or being racist himself. That's a hell of a statement of the weaponization and the propaganda, the network, this machine that these folks have. And I'll tell you, forget me, put anyone else. This is what we're up against in this country. It goes to why I've shifted my social media. It's why we've been much more aggressive in our approach and why Democrats more broadly have to shift gears. Conventional politics no longer applies. The right is ruthless. They're shape-shifting the conversation. They're defining the terms of debate. We're consistently on our heels. We have got to stay on our toes. We have to stay vigilant. And this is just a reminder of that. And in many ways, I was more prepared than I've been in the past, but it is a reminder still that we've got to raise the bar further.
Yes, you MAGA folks are ruthless out there. You see, Gavin Newsom says things while looking at Black Americans and tells them, I'm just one of you. I'm not capable of passing my SATs. Folks, I say this too, by the way, as a woman who got into community college. Wasn't exactly a landslide for me either. And I'm dyslexic. Surprise, surprise. If you watch the show every day, you can probably tell at this point. But guess what? I don't look at minorities and tell them, I'm one of you. It's just so outrageous. And by the way, there's a lot of people in this space, especially TV, who are dyslexic, but they don't go out there and pivot and look at Black Americans and say, yeah, I can't pass my SAT scores. Yeah, I struggled to read a teleprompter. I'm one of you. It reminds me of the comments of Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, when she went out there and said, like, Black kids in the Bronx can't get laptops or don't know anything about the internet. I think those were the comments. It's just how their party feels. And when they talk about there being a history of racism within the Republican Party, they're talking from a level of expertise, because Democrats and so many of their voters have no idea were the ones that enslaved Black people, obviously, and Republicans were the ones that pushed back and fought for their freedom. But they don't like that narrative because it doesn't fit what they're trying to do. And so they have to pretend like they didn't say those things. You see, Gavin Newsom, he likes to sit there and pretend, I got a learning disability. You don't have a learning disability. You're just a moron. Don't sit there and put the blame on everyone else. We didn't do this. We definitely did not do this. And the best part is his shift in blaming MAGA, as if we were the ones, the knife behind his back, told him to say it. This guy's an absolute tool, but he's still not completely out of 2028, by the way. Like, don't sit here and look at comments like that and say, this guy's, he's got no shot. No, they've got a shot. Democratic voters are just as ignorant as they are. They're politicians. And that's why when they're looking at 2028, they don't have a clear line as to who they're going to put up. And that is obviously very concerning, but it's expected. We're talking about low IQ people. I actually put out a tweet yesterday. I know a lot of you saw this and enjoyed it. When I'm driving, especially in Austin, Texas, Dallas too is really bad. I'm watching as there's traffic jams and I'm wondering, why is there always traffic everywhere? You know why? Low IQ people. Let's just kind of rant about this for a second. When you're driving on highways, like 35, for an example, and you're in the left lane trying to pass people, there are people literally doing 65, 55 in the left lane. And they have no idea that everyone's cutting them off, that they're about to cause a car accident because they're not supposed to be there. We've given some of the dumbest people ever to exist driver's licenses. But this was all intentional, of course. That's the reason why the Biden regime intentionally brought them in from third world countries. People with not even high school, middle school educations are on our roads. And don't even get me started about the insurance lobby who decided to advocate for them all to get driver's licenses. You're dealing with some dumb human beings. I mean, I'm watching as people are just blowing stop signs and not even like trying to tap their brakes. We have people literally just causing traffic jams, no care in the world. They're about to cause a massive car accident. It's because of the massive, massive amount of just low IQ people that we've imported over the years. And there's my girl, Savannah Hernandez, who will actually be on the show tomorrow in studio. Backing just that, she's been doing incredible reporting on the trucking issue that we have right now in this country. And she'll be joining us to expose just that, because you'll be surprised, the Transportation Department not really doing what they're telling you they're doing in regards to getting these people off the roads. I was actually driving too. This is another thing. I was driving from Austin to Dallas. This was a couple of days ago. And I had to just call Savannah because I was like, Savannah, there's a truck behind me driving in the shoulder on 35, trying to pass all of us. Semi, by the way. Because he's upset because there's people in front of him who he wants to pass by. Savannah's done an incredible job at reporting on all of this. If you haven't seen her reports, we'll have her on tomorrow to break it all down for you. But no surprise. No surprise there. Speaking of dumb people, Kamala Harris, great pivot. She's the gift that keeps giving for those of us who work in both political commentary, obviously, and content creators. She gives you great sound bites. That's one of her positive qualities. But one of her negatives is probably that she's not very intelligent. But that makes her prime real estate when it comes to, obviously men looking to take advantage of her and elevating her within their own political party. They're looking for someone who will just allow them to do whatever they want and just be the smiling, heckling face that they need. In clip 9, she does just that when talking about the SAVE Act. Take a listen.
What else have they done? The SAVE Act. You know what the SAVE Act would do? Require that people show a birth certificate or a passport to register to vote. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's something like 40% of Americans don't have those documents. Married women, if you changed your name when you got married, it's going to be different than what's on your birth certificate, right? And what that's going to do in terms of complicating the ability of women to register to vote. And so this is happening in real time to suppress and obstruct the ability of people to vote. And then my concern, frankly, Aaron, is that when we saw what happened in Minneapolis, I think we need to really understand that in addition to everything that was obvious about it, it might have been basically a demonstration and a beta testing of militarizing the streets of America to intimidate people against voting and using federal officials to intimidate people to not vote.
Mm. What kind of people, Kamala? What kind of people? You're not talking about Americans, Kamala. You're talking about illegal aliens. That's why you're saying people, because you'd say Americans if that's what you were talking about, but you're not. You're not. You want these legal invaders to vote. That's the reason why you, Miss Bordasar, allowed millions of them into our country. This was your future voter base. That's why she's not throwing in the towel in 2028. She's hoping that mass deportations don't actually get carried through. That's why they set up all the obstacles that they've set up. 40%. 40% of people in this country can't get passports. Don't have access to their birth certificates. Well, that's jarring. Absolutely jarring. Listen, if you're a woman who gets married, you know that you have to get your documents changed after you shift over your last name. So truth be told, guess what? It's just another thing you got to do and add to your to-do list. If you're an adult, you know that you have to do things like that. And would it really be a bad thing? Probably another argument for another day if women weren't able to vote. I mean, I know if I wasn't able to vote, I'd still have my voice heard. But people like Kamala Harris, do you really want them voting? The answer is no. The answer is always no. So more stupidity that the left is continuing to spew, no surprise at all there. Folks, I want to give you an update in regards to Tony Gonzalez. We keep covering this story because the congressman from Texas is under fire right now. And there's several individuals calling for his resignation, but because Republicans have a very thin majority right now in the House, several others are saying he shouldn't resign, but he definitely shouldn't win his primary that's going on right now in Texas. Now, hear me out. President Trump still has not pulled back his endorsement, which I think is an absolute disgrace, because Tony Gonzalez is quite obviously guilty of having an affair. Now, again, that is my opinion based on the text messages that have been released. His staffer, who later committed suicide, allegedly over the affair, his staffer was very obviously saying that she was taking it, quote, too far. So, again, this is what's going on right now in Texas. The text messages are very graphic, and I'll spare you of that, but they are sexually explicit text messages that coming from Tony Gonzalez's phone, allegedly, to his staffer. Now, again, on two occasions, his staffer told him that he was going too far, but he continued to do it. And just to highlight the fact, again, that Congress has a long history of settling sexual harassment claims at your expense, of course, north of like $17 million worth that they cover up for. They won't tell you who specifically was charged in all of this or who was the one who was forced to cough up our cash to pay out these staffers. But there's more and more proof that Gonzalez is completely unfit to remain in office. Now, again, I do believe people are innocent until proven guilty, but Gonzalez had no problem coming out and saying at the very beginning of all of this, when the Daily Mail broke this story, they had no problem going out there and saying, well, he did, that no, he didn't have an affair with her. And now he's backtracking. Played the clip for you yesterday. Well, he won't even tell you if the text messages are his. Now, the text messages, again, look like they possibly were given over by the phone companies directly. Or it could be the husband of the woman who did take her life. But again, the woman here, by the way, and it's important to disclose this information, who set herself on fire, which is obviously a horrific way to lose your life. Very, very painful. She didn't die after setting herself on fire. In fact, she was alive when paramedics showed up. And according to reports, the paramedics reported that she alleged that her own husband had an affair. Now, just remember that. Her husband, apparently, this is what they were saying, on her final breath, said that her husband had an affair with her best friend and she couldn't take the pain. Now, her husband's blaming Gonzalez for a lot of this. And in clip 10, he did an interview yesterday with CNN. Take a listen.
Of course, our Capitol Hill reporter, Gonzalez, says, look, you guys haven't seen all the facts. There's going to be ample time for all of that to come out. Does this change anything for you when, you know, when you go back to that Friday night in May? Does him saying that mean anything?
Actually, it makes me even angrier because, again, he's deflecting. And, you know, the man has no values. You know, he runs his whole campaign on family values and he runs everything, you know, saying that he's some family man. You know, he's actually quite of a sick man. You know, I have all the messages that shared between them two. And, you know, the things that, you know, I just released a tip of the iceberg of the things that this man was telling her. I released just what was, you know, enough information for the people to understand who this person and who they were dealing with. If I were to release everything, you know, my biggest thing is protecting my son. I will not release, you know, the salacious messages that went back and forth, much deeper than what, and much more graphic, rather, than what I presented to the American people.
All right. So, as you said, there's a lot more that you say is there.
Right.
All right. So, as you said, there's a lot more that you say is there.
Right.
What will you do,
absolutely,
Adrian, if he doesn't resign, if he continues here? What will you do?
I've already done my part, you know, as far as letting people know who he is. That's up to the people. As far, again, Aaron, this is not a political thing for me. I want everybody to know that as well. I don't care 2 cents about the whole political matter behind it. I don't care that, you know, it's 2 seats in the, I don't care about all of that. You know, I care about facts. I care about what he has done and how he's continued to lie on Regina's name. You know, he's sitting there and just, he's bold-faced lied about it, you know, about everything. And to say that the facts are going to come out, I would bet that he does not want me to release all of the messages that show how gross of a man he is.
So, you know, look, at the heart of this is just an incredible tragedy, right? Her death, your son not having a mother, just the horror of the tragedy of her death. Do you think that the alleged affair with Congressman Gonzalez was behind her tragic death?
Look, I'm not saying he's the one that went out there and did it himself, and I'm not saying that, but yeah, he played a role in it. You know, he predatorized my wife, you know, and he pushed her to the sense of having an affair. I mean, I made that evident in the messages that I released.
All right, yeah, it's quite clear that, yeah, that's true. It does look like he pushed her to have an affair, but he also doesn't acknowledge the allegations that apparently he, too, is facing, that he was having an affair with her best friend. Now, again, that's something that I think is newsworthy, considering the fact he opened up by saying that Gonzalez is someone who runs on that he's a family man. Again, if these are true and he did actually sleep with her best friend, then, I mean, can you really be critical there? Sounds like it's a whole bunch of scummy people. But again, the reason why that I find this as concerning as it is I don't like to weigh in on people's personal sex lives. But I do think that when you're running for Congress and you are using your power to go after and target your staffers, then that is concerning. That is concerning. And that is something that should get you removed from office. But again, it's not just Tony Gonzalez. There's been others. I mean, if you're dishing out over $17 million in our money to settle these claims of sexual misconducts, then we should hear those names as well. Now, again, a lot of Republicans don't want him to resign because they're afraid of losing that very thin majority. And obviously, Tony Gonzalez knows that his seat is at risk, so he's going to vote in line and not try to piss off anyone else. But it's one of the many layers to all of this. Why do we allow this in the first place? It's absolutely shameful that Gonzalez is still running. He thinks he's someone who should keep his position in office. The text messages are absolutely vile, folks. And he is not someone who should remain in office. He does not represent Texans, and they need to toss him out. And President Trump needs to take back his endorsement. And whoever told him to endorse, by the way, these text messages just recently came about, but the allegations have been on the internet for months now. So it's an absolute shameful situation that we have going on right now, the president refusing to take back that endorsement. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls in just a second. If you want to dive onto the list, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That's 877-789-2539 if you want to join the show. We will be taking your calls. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Again, when you subscribe to all of our supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com, you get an incredible discount that you get to keep forever and ever and ever over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over there right now. We have flash sales also going on today. When you buy both methylene blue and red, you get an incredible discount on both of those items. That is when you pair them. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't shut up about those energy shots. You got to try them. I'm making all my friends try them, and they love them. Over at the Alex Jones Store.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene blue tube. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimate Methylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, like, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't gonna serve dog to people. They're not gonna come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're going live right now. Hillary Clinton is about to speak, it looks like, in New York. That's where she's doing her testimony right now, deposition. Let's take a look.
Or sent in a statement that they had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of the investigation, except the Clintons. We worked for 6 months to get the Clintons to come in, and then they acted like they were going to come in, and then they didn't show up. And obviously, we moved to hold the Clintons in contempt. And I think one thing that surprised the Clintons, they assumed the Democrats on the committee would vote in a partisan manner and not vote to hold the Clintons in contempt. And what they learned was a majority of the Democrats on the committee either voted to hold the Clintons in contempt or voted present. And I think that's a statement that this investigation is serious. It is a bipartisan investigation. The American people have a lot of questions. To my knowledge, The Clintons haven't answered very many, if any, questions about their knowledge or involvement with Epstein and Maxwell. Again, no one's accusing at this moment the Clintons of any wrongdoing. They're going to have due process. But we have a lot of questions, and the purpose of the whole investigation is to try to understand many things about Epstein. How did he accumulate so much wealth? How was he able to surround himself with some of the most powerful men in the world? Was he an asset for our government or any other government? These are the questions that we're going to ask over the next 2 days, and hopefully we'll be able to get some answers. And as always, we're going to release the transcripts. We're going to release the video as soon as everyone has approved it. The normal process in a deposition is the attorneys would have the opportunity to review the transcript and review the video to make sure that there are no errors. And this is going to be a long video because this is going to be a long deposition. Today will be a long deposition, I would assume, and tomorrow will be an even longer deposition. Every member of the Oversight Committee is going to have questions for the Clintons, as well as our trained staff that do nothing but deposition. So after our hour of questioning, we're going to send a couple of members of the Oversight Committee out to be able to give you an update of what's going on and answer some questions. So with that, we'll answer a question or two, and then we'll go back.
Mr. Comer, can I ask? Mr. Comer, are you concerned that there has been a cover-up of sexual abuse of a minor by President Trump that are missing FBI records?
No, we're looking into the accusation by the NPR. We don't know the answer to that. We know what the administration says. We're still looking to get a definitive answer on that. But look, let's just be realistic here. If you go by a lot of what the Democrats have said, you had Jasmine Crockett accuse Lee Zeldin of taking donations from Jeffrey Epstein. It was the wrong Jeffrey Epstein. We've had Ro Khanna sit on the floor and name names of people that were he thought were involved in Epstein that weren't even involved. So, you know, sometimes the Democrats on the committee aren't the best investigators. Go ahead, Chad. Yes.
What about the idea, though, that I understand you
don't
say that this is different than some of the members or some of the people who were subpoenaed who didn't have a direct contact? Some folks have said it seems like the Clintons are basically on trial versus people who know more about the, you know, what was going on with Maxwell, what was going on with Epstein.
Let's address that, Chad. The Democrats voted to subpoena the Clintons. The Democrats voted with the Republicans to hold the Clintons in contempt. So the Democrats have just as many questions for the Clintons as the Republicans. So this isn't a partisan witch hunt. This was a motion, a bipartisan motion supported by the Democrats to bring the Clintons in. So I don't think it's any type of being unfair in any way to the Clintons. They've never answered questions, unlike President Trump, who gets questioned every day by just about every one of you about his knowledge or involvement with Epstein. To my knowledge, the Clintons haven't answered very many questions.
Mr. Chairman, in the spirit of bipartisanship, would you then ask the Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to come testify? It seems like he has some information.
That's very possible, and I think it's a good possibility that his name will arise in some questioning today.
It'll maybe be on my list, and I have an email I printed off for Hillary to ask about Howard Lutnick today. So.
God's watching.
We're asking again, and I want to remind everyone, we've already brought in Alex Acosta and Bill Barr for deposition. That's two Republicans in the Trump administration. So this isn't just about Democrats. This is about anyone that has any knowledge of Epstein, the investigation. I think we all agree the government failed. The government failed the victims. And what our role is, we can't prosecute anyone. But what we have been doing is getting transparency to the American people. We subpoenaed the estate. That had nothing to do with the discharge petition. We subpoenaed the documents for the estate. That's what the victims asked us to do. And what you're seeing is there is accountability finally happening. You've seen at least a dozen very powerful people, men and women, who have already resigned, many in disgrace from their board positions. So we're seeing accountability, but we have a desire to see a lot more accountability. We want to get the answers, and hopefully the next 2 days will be a step in the right direction on our investigation. One more minute.
What about Nothing said? I mean, Hillary Clinton has said she has links to Jeffrey Epstein. She doesn't recall meeting him. So what
what specific information do you believe she has that warrants her testimony?
Well, you'll see. I mean, we're going to ask a lot of questions. But with respect to when you look at all the co-conspirators, and we've all seen the unredacted documents, Maxwell is the main co-conspirator. No one brought more women in and lied to more women about what was going to happen with their involvement with Jeffrey Epstein than Ghislaine Maxwell. We know that obviously Maxwell was a guest at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. There weren't many people that went to that wedding. So, again, we're not accusing Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing. We know that Jeffrey Epstein said many times in emails that he was the first person to raise money for the Clinton Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, that he solicited money at some of his properties for the Clinton Foundation. Again, that's not saying anything illegal, but there are a lot of questions pertaining to Secretary Clinton with respect to Epstein and his involvement in the Clinton Initiative and her relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. So we'll come out every hour when we get finished, and different members will update you and answer any questions. Thank you all.
Why weren't the Clintons forced to go to Washington?
Exactly. That's a great question, Comer. No, don't go. Why are you all now making your way to New York? What a luxury, man. The Clintons tell them, come to New York for this depot, and they do just that. They do just that. It's probably being paid for by you all at home, by the way, their transportation, those members of Congress, to make their way to New York. And that was a great question. A little upsetting that they didn't answer that, but it looks like Comer felt a little uncomfortable when he's asked about Howard Lutnick. As many of you guys know, the secretary is very much in the Epstein files, and he has constantly, like many of the other figures in the Epstein files, has distanced himself from Epstein as a whole. Now, again, he said, yeah, I mean, maybe we'll ask him to come forward. Of course, you need to ask him to come forward. Come on. I don't care about the political game here. Let's get everyone on the record. Now, again, this is a deposition, and there might be some information that is blacked out when they finally release those recordings, but I'll listen to them. You know, I'll listen to them in their entirety, even if it's a long one. Also keep in mind, too, you just heard Comer say we have to get the attorneys to approve before we can release the footage of the depots. So it'll be interesting to hear. We'll keep our eye to that, obviously. If more comes out, we'll bring it to you. But, you know, James Comer kind of asked a couple of difficult questions. Howard Lutnick should be called in by tomorrow to speak to the committee. And as he highlighted, too, he's not in charge of criminally charging anyone. Again, he's dropped over criminal referrals to the DOJ, and the DOJ has done nada, nothing. All right, let's start taking some calls. Let's dive into this one. Alex in Northern Virginia is the first one up on the list. Alex, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning. Welcome back.
All right. Well. Okay, so Governor Spanberger here in Virginia had her Democratic State of the Union response to President Trump. And she asked three questions, which were pretty retarded. Number one, is President Trump working to make life affordable? Is President Trump working to keep us safe here and abroad? And is the president working for you? So my question is yes. And my response is, why did Governor Spanberger add all of these taxes to everything, including the energy bills, which a whole bunch of Virginians are complaining about right now as we speak? Is he working to keep us safe home and abroad? Of course he is. It's just everybody else isn't, and they're working against him. Is the president working for us? Of course he is. Why is dummy coming on after President Trump and asking these ridiculous questions? It was like 20 people there. You had to hear the applause. When the people clapped, it was an echo. This woman is ridiculous. Now, to touch on the driving issue, I firmly believe here in Virginia, and I went to two different DMVs to go look to check my assumptions. And sure enough, the people that are giving out the driving tests are foreigners. And I'm pretty sure they're, you know, from that area, which I'm not going to say because it'll make me sound racist, but they're somewhere from Africa. Now, that would explain why everyone out here drives like they're stuck on stupid. They do 55 in the speed lane, in the 25-mile-per-hour zone, they do 15 or 20. These people are dumb. They definitely do have a low IQ because I ask simple questions, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, you're not crazy, Alex. You're not crazy.
No, and there's a question in the Rumble chat. Brianna, please, please do not look at that Rumble chat. Good God, don't do it. Yeah. But there is a question in there, so I'm going to ask that question for that person. Somebody in the Rumble chat asked, who painted the blue dress, the dress of Clinton in the blue dress? That's an excellent question.
I think
they should look on the back of that painting, see who painted it, and go question that person. What do you think?
Might be Hunter Biden. Alex, it could be Hunter Biden's painting. I mean, that guy, I mean, he's not doing well these days. Business a little slow, I hear. But maybe it's one of the originals from our good friend Hunter Biden. Yeah, it's a real strange photo or painting itself. Yeah, I don't know who painted it, but I think it's a good question, a fair question to ask. Yeah, no, I'd go there. And for, by the way, I send my condolences regarding your governor's election. Abigail's not quite the brightest, but she is a CIA operative, and she doesn't actually deny that. She's very public about formerly working for the CIA, but there's no former. Usually, you're usually just pretty much with the CIA forever. So there's that, too. And you know what? I don't understand why Virginians didn't see this coming, honestly. I mean, Alex, I know you're pretty in tune with all of this, and you know when these things are happening. But so many people in Virginia, I mean, the big save to grace was when you guys elected the last governor, obviously a Republican. He wasn't great. He was obviously very rhino-ish, but he flipped it, and then they just lost it. So poor Virginia. I feel really bad for you guys. It's a beautiful state, and it continues to crumble because, well, Democrats hate America. Then they keep getting elected or maybe selected to higher office. And I also feel like they propped her up, by the way. Oh, it looks like we have a name. I'm a little blind right now. I can't say. I'm going to probably butcher it. But yes, we are looking into it right now, as you could see. Again, folks, and I'm going to pivot a little bit, but I don't understand why Virginians kept this up and running for a while, little bit. Yeah, I just think that she's a garbage governor. And I think that they platformed her to do the State of the Union, by the way, Alex, because they see her as possibly maybe a 2028 candidate. This is what they do. They try to use the State of the Union to see who they could elevate and see what the public pushback is, if there's pushback or if they like her. And it was edited, too, which is weird because there was a really strange cut. And it went from like a faraway shot to a closer shot. And I mean, they did it for Joe all the time. I think they were trying to get it by with her. We played that clip for you guys yesterday. But yeah. And she struggled to read off the teleprompter because, well, Gavin Newsom has something in common with her, too. And the rest of us, we just can't read off the screens. But that's not 2028 candidates, the material that you want. Alex, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate your time as always. And I stay away from the Rumble chat. It's a lot of creepers. A lot of creepers, Alex. All right, let's turn to Ken in Ohio. Ken, welcome to the show.
I appreciate you taking your time to talk to me.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you know, I was about this whole Epstein thing is that I really don't think that anything's going to happen to anybody. If you take a look at the history of what's happened, we've had John Podesta and Anthony Weiner. We had their laptops on there. Nothing happened with that. We had Hunter Biden's laptop in. Nothing happened in with that. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. The lady who was prosecuting Trump in New York.
Tish James.
Thank you. And nothing happened with her on that side. Then you have Comer. Nothing happened in with him. The people that orchestrated the Russian hoax. Nothing happened in with it. We have the people doing the investigation of who orchestrated January 6th. Nothing happened in with it. Nothing happened with those. And, it just kind of sickens me that our Congress is and Trump is protecting pedophiles. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a video, there was an email out that specifically says that I love the torture video. Well, who loves the torture video? Nobody, you know, that name was redacted. And how it was supposed to be was that only the victims' names were to be redacted, but now we have the people who were committing the crimes being redacted. So, you know, after all those things that have happened on that, I just really don't believe anything's going to happen because there's only 10 members of Congress who don't take AIPAC money. Yeah. So, I mean, and all this goes back, leading back to Mossad. and his, and their, blackmail schemes. So, you know, and also like on this, Trump, when he did his State of the Union address, he specifically said that it was the government's responsibility to protect the American people, not illegal aliens. And I agree with that. But yet we have over 400,000 missing children in our country every year, and we're not protecting the children. So I mean, it just kind of seems to me that it's just all smoke and mirrors. And now Trump wants to call that, you know, that it was all a hoax. And then he says, can we talk about something other than health? Can we talk about something other than the Epstein files, like health care? Well, Congress has had years to work on health care. They've had years to work on the border. They've had years to work on Social Security and welfare and everything else. But if they fix those issues, then they don't have issues to run on. So why would they want to fix it? They want to keep us bickering, and they want to keep us divided. I just don't see anything that's going to happen to any of the people there. When the Epstein files did finally get released, you notice that there was a drop in gold, silver, and Bitcoin. I think that was a warning. That was just a warning, like, if this comes out, we are going to collapse your economy. And I think Trump took that as the warning, and that's how come we're not doing anything about it.
Well, we know at the White House, it's the top issue is the economy. That's what they want to focus on. And there's certain moves that are not being made because of that. So, yeah, I would say you're probably right on that front. It's so frustrating to sit back and watch. Ken, you're detailing it exactly the way I feel it is at this point. We're sitting on the sidelines watching, and we're wondering, when are you going to do something? When are you going to do something? And they're not going to do anything, it feels like. It feels like we're just going to get this. It's going to be rage bait. We're all supposed to just sit here and look at a lot of it and just go, nothing could be done. By the way, Zero Hedge has been putting out a lot of really important documents that he's finding as well. And a lot of it shows that there are actual videos of the property. He just put up a thing too as well from the Nest camera, that he has a Nest account that's still active, Jeffrey Epstein, and that all they need to do is find somebody who could hack into the two-step authentication setup that he has there, and you possibly might be able to get some access to the footage. Again, I don't know how legal that is. Wouldn't recommend it, but I would say if you want to look at Zero Hedge's setup that he has there, it's quite obvious that something could be done if they really wanted to, and there might actually, in fact, be footage that they're refusing to hand over. It doesn't surprise me, though, Ken. Again, a lot of this was erased. Those in the deep state didn't want it out there, and those who are inside of all of this now who could see it for themselves probably did get the warning. I mean, there's just no other way to look at this. I'm pretty sure government officials are being blackmailed because none of this seems to add up. Obviously, for Pam Bondi, I never had any hope in her. Never really wanted to sound like a negative person in regards to her. But, I mean, things are panning out exactly how we thought they would, Ken. So it's really heartbreaking to see we have people who I truly like covering for pedos. We're told to look the other way, but we're not going to look the other way anytime soon, Ken. So there's that. Thank you for calling, Ken. I appreciate your call. Let's get to our next caller, Savage Dog in Georgia. Savage Dog, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good morning. Call me Ducky because you sure are pretty in pink.
Oh, man. You're the best. Savage Dog, I don't have to pay you for these compliments. You just give them naturally for free, so thank you.
I'm not going to let these other knucklehead callers one-up me on it. So
thank you.
So I'm still a little drunk from watching the State of the Union with Louder with Crowder. They had a drinking game.
I love those drinking games. They always have great rules.
Sometimes, but he had take a drink whenever Trump gives a zinger, and that was a lot. Take a drink every time the commies don't stand up, and that was every time. And then finish your drink whenever a chant breaks out. So it was a pretty rough night.
Well, I'm glad to hear you recovered or recovering.
Not yet. I need fluids. But that brings me to my point. And, everybody, we talk constantly about people who aren't going to vote because in the midterms. Well, take a look at the State of the Union. If you don't vote for
a candidate who's not only on the fence, but let's take California, where all those safe Republican seats in this, you know, in 24, they were recounting, or they were counting till February, till they got enough votes to get the Democrat in. How many seats do we lose in California? 6, 8, something like that, something crazy, right? So if you sit home and you don't vote, and that means you want a commie who refuses to stand for America because you refuse to vote, then you are no better than the commies you allowed in. So if you're going to sit there and say, I'm not going to vote, be a petulant child, and yeah, I'm calling all y'all out. I'm not going to vote. You're just like them, and you're going to let somebody sit in a seat in Congress who's not going to stand for a freaking 100-year-old Navy fighter pilot who did the unthinkable. The Red Baron would be like, damn, this cat's awesome, right? Yeah. You know, get a Medal of Honor. They're not going to stand. Then you're no better than them. And I'm calling all of y'all out. And again, this way early, but you better keep this in mind. Keep this State of the Union in mind. That's who you're voting for. They're not allowed to get off the plantation. They're not allowed to think any differently. You know, that's what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, Savage Dog, you're right. We need to get out and vote. Dems are going to be very enthusiastic. And so we need to be that same way. But I need them to give me something to vote for. I mean, I know he did a great job at the speech, but I think it was a good job at the speech. The economy stuff at the front was a little bit, yeah. Like, I feel most Americans can't really find the relatable economy wins that he was pointing out, but we're still paying a lot at the grocery store and other places as well. But it's going to be a work in the progress. Obviously, that's not going to happen overnight. The damage was done by the Biden regime, of course. But yeah, no, I think you're right about that as well. Savage Dog, thank you for calling. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. I have Raw Egg National joining us next in the next hour of the show, but we'll dive back into the calls in a moment. I know we're up against the hard out right now, but if you're on hold, stay there. Don't go anywhere. Savage Dog, thank you for calling in as you always do. We appreciate you. We'll get back to the calls in a moment after we have Raw Egg National on. By the way, he's got a lot to talk about in regards to MAHA glyphosate as well. He's got a great couple of stories actually up on Infowars.com right now that I look forward to him breaking down for us. But in the meantime, you got to head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. When you subscribe, you guys get an incredible discount, and it's so important to do. I subscribe personally because, you know, I love those energy shots. Can't shut up about those. So why sit there and be stressed out or possibly lose out on supplements when you could just get them automatically shipped to your door and cancel at any time over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over today. We also have methylene blue and red. When you buy the two, you get an incredible discount as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells me what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's
so this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways, I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. Look, it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At theologyshowstore.com.